involved. But there's a few, many times where when you're at a new church, you look out and you don't know anyone. But there's a few people in this room that I've worked with previously and that I've known for a long time, and they know a little bit of the struggle that's went on with this message getting out. I mean, there was some intervening of the Lord through many circumstances along the way that human beings didn't open those doors. They had to be opened by the Lord. And that has helped from time to time to confirm my belief that this is part, I won't say it's all, but this is part of the final warning message for the world. Is you're getting just one piece of the pie, but in this magazine, the truth that a Sunday law is imminent in the United States, when you understand all the prophetic truth connected with that, is that our probation is about to close, and if our character isn't ready for that test, we're about to receive the mark of the beast. And there is very few prophetic truths that you'll come across that are that serious. And so I have a wide variety of stories. I wanted to start with a story because it's after lunch, just to lead us into the study. So a wide variety of stories that I could share about just the message, how it's went, how this particular message, I'll tell you the one about Korea, how this message got taken to all the Korean churches. And we went over there and we did a series with Pastor Kong. I don't know if you know Pastor Kong, but he translated this material. And we went to three places in Korea. And typically when you do that, you'll have the same presentations at each city you go to. But I chose to go through the material and use those three cities and just do the messages in order, where they had pretty much the complete message by the time we got done with Korea. And there was a Korean lady, a sister, that went to all the meetings and she was touched. And her husband was a doctor, so she had some money. And I didn't know she was doing this. But she took all the audio tapes from these presentations and she transcribed them, one presentation into one chapter. And at the end of each chapter, she did her own little summary about conclusion to it. And she made a little book. And she printed 2,000 of these books and 2,000 sets of these tapes. And she sent these out to every pastor in Korea. And the pastors came to the conference brethren and said, "What's going on? You're not keeping us abreast of what's going on in end time events," and they were up in arms over it. So the conference brethren over there said, "Now wait a minute, give us a chance to respond." So they went to the head of their theological department in their seminary in Korea and said, "You need to have a seminar on Daniel 11 that we can call the pastors in and give them the straight testimony." But he received that information too. So on the